We're back.
Been a few weeks.
I know, mate. It's been a couple. Feels weird doing it in front of the girls, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute.
Special guest.
So what's been happening? We've had 2 weeks off.
Nothing.
So we won't go too in-depth about it, but Eden and I just had a bit of a mental break from everything, and I think we overreached on a fair few of the snakes, so that's why we had to downsize a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
How are you going with things?
Yeah, good. Good. Nothing much has changed on my neck of the woods.
Shush, special guest. You're special guest for a reason. Special. How's the snake breeding going?
Good. Everything's in full swing now.
Really?
Everything's... All my pairs have been locking up and doing all the good stuff, so...
My T plus, yeah. That orange male, has gone in a shed now. And I still got an albin shed, yeah. So it's pretty annoying.
Cool.
How good are the mice going?
Very good.
150 pinks or something, so... Should be good, but anyway,
bloody beautiful.
People aren't here listening to how breeding mice has gone. So, what are we talking about this week, Eden?
We are talking about what is it like to date a snake breeder.
Ooh, so we've got two special guests here, or three. We got your...
Date, I shouldn't say date, that sounds kind of lame.
Date, we've got to take them on one date. We've got Eden's lovely girlfriend, Bella.
Hello.
And then my lovely girlfriend, Megan.
Hello.
And then we also got the Diesel, the new pup, so...
The
If anyone hears a bark, it's him, but hopefully he'll be good.
He's sound asleep at the moment.
I've gotten him to sleep.
So we'll get straight into it, girls. We'll start with Bella, because you're to my left. What is your first memory of a reptile? Any reptile, first memory of a child, anything you can remember?
First memory would be my 7th birthday party. I had a reptile party.
Mm.
And I remember having a big crocodile cake, and it was the best thing ever because it's my favourite colour, green. But yeah, there were heaps of different reptiles there. Oh, I can't remember the exact snake, but there was a massive python. Like,
yeah.
I just remember my dad absolutely crying, just shitting himself. And then I've loved... reptiles ever since, and then I got my 2 diamonds, 7 years ago, and now, yeah, they're on to Kurt, and Pete looked after them, Peter Street, and he was
Big
great
Peter.
With them.
Yeah.
He fed them, made them plump, and
they've plumped last season.
Yeah.
Kurt bred them, didn't he?
Yeah.
And you had a baby
Kurt
from them as
bred
well.
Them. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and now I've got the baby from them, so it's very exciting.
It's a nice story. Anyway. Megan? What's your first experience with a reptile? Megan's a bit different because she grew up
in
America.
Well, funnily enough, my first memory with a reptile actually was in Australia.
Really?
So, growing up in the States, I visited Australia, like, on the Central Coast when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
It was for my 6th birthday, and we went to Taronga Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what snake it is, if it's a berm or an anaconda, whatever it is.
A big one.
It's the big one there. I think it's the big yellow one.
Big
and
yellow. We're... Not the big green anaconda, but continue.
Anyway, my pop and I were sitting in that little seat where you get your photos taken.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I remember I was holding, like, the tail end, and he was, like, more holding the head end. And the snake's tail was, like, slithering underneath my bum.
Oh, really?
And I freaked out. I freaked out, and I was so scared of snakes for a really long time. But then a few years later, when I was about 7, back when I was still in the States, I had 2 leopard geckos, and I had 2 red belly sliders in my house.
Ready? Red belly?
The turtles. They started out the size of like 50 cent piece.
Yeah.
And then I grew them up and kept them in a little tank in my room.
Very nice. Good stuff. Very young when you both had your first reptile experience,
yeah.
So it's good. So, Bella, you and Eden have been together for a lot longer than Megan and I. So, what was the first thing you thought? Was Eden keeping snakes when you first met him?
Yeah, he only had, I think it was just 1 children's
genome.
Right,
so what did you think when you found out he had a snake?
I loved it, because I had my diamonds at that point. I was like,
she
had her diamonds at the same time.
She had more snakes than you.
She did.
I had 1 more than you.
How bloody good.
No, I loved it. I just thought it was such a cool hobby to have.
like, obviously, like, everyone always gets into, like, skating, surfing, and I thought, oh, having a snake, that's cool. And then it just grew from there.
Cool. Just a little bit, yeah.
It'll be interesting, because, like, Bella and you have been together for so long, and you've grown your collection with Bella, but then Megan's jumped straight into the deep end.
Mm.
Yeah, straight into all the cool stuff. Though.
What was your first thought, Megan, when you found out I had snakes?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't heaps surprised, because when we were friends, before we were together, like, You have a snake tattoo behind your ear, for God's sake. So. Yeah,
Jake Snake.
I mean, I knew there was a pretty big thing that you were into, and I saw, like, your setup at your house where you're living at that time and everything. So I wasn't too fazed by it. Like, I thought it was pretty cool. I just guess I didn't know to what extent you were kind of into it. I didn't know that it was on such a big scale, so...
Well, yeah, that's my next question. What did you think when you worked there? It wasn't just a couple, it was... 100.
Oh, well, I wasn't fazed by it. Like, you all know that I'm good friends through my family with Peter Birch.
Yeah, Birchie.
So, I mean, I'm not afraid of reptiles or anything like that. I think they're really awesome. But,
except the scrubby.
I hate that thing. But anyways, for the majority part, I thought it was cool. And I thought that, to be honest, it was nice that, like, you were into animals, which is something I love, but it was just, like, your own thing that you really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Bella, would you... Obviously, like I said, she's a bit different.
Yeah, she's sort of grown with me along the way, like, with... Yeah.
What do you think when Eden started getting more than a couple of snakes?
Well, when I started seeing when the
when
price.
He started getting heaps.
Yeah.
He bought heaps of shit carpets, so...
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
When I started seeing the dollar signs go up, I was a little bit like, whoa, okay, so getting serious. But, No, it was a cool journey, just seeing the different kind of snakes he'd go for, and then, yeah, seeing them grow, their patterns change, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, amount, it was, it's fine. You don't have too many in comparison to Jake.
Yeah. So. That also links into my next question, what's it like living with two snake freaks?
I love it.
It's a bit hot.
I do love it.
Bit hot,
it is
eh?
Hot in here.
It is hot.
It gets a bit hot. That's all I would probably say
it's
is the
bit smelly
egg.
If there's a regurg or something, but that's about it.
At least you haven't had to clean the regurg yet.
Yeah,
you
have.
Me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I have, but Bella hasn't.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Or the rats and they don't eat them.
Well, yeah, so... You had a lot of snakes in your bedroom, so when Bella stayed...
I did choose to love that.
Think it'd be like this when you moved out with us? That there'd be like this... Like this setup, like this many, whatever.
It's what I hoped for, I guess. Like, I love it personally.
Mm. You think Bella loves it?
Mate, that's because they're not overrun into your lounge room, they're in mine.
You got the bigger lounge room, so.
Well, yeah, yeah, we've obviously got the snake room, the quarantine room, the garage, which has a few in it. Then we also got, like, the big lounge room that's Megan and ours that we have a fair few snakes in too, so.
The whole house is kind of, every room's probably got some sort of reptile
it's
in
cool
it.
Though, like when you have a friend over, like, and it's cool to be able to show them all the snakes we have.
Yeah,
it's something different. I like it.
Has Bella read the questions?
Our siblings love it, don't they?
No.
Has Bella read the questions? Because this is the next question: is what do your friends and family think of?
So
you're segwaying it. You're segwaying it.
I'm a bit psyched.
All right. So actually, what do your friends think about your boyfriend's keeping this many snakes? Either of you, Bella, Eden, Megs.
My mum's partner.
Let's go, friends.
Oh, okay, fine. Sam loves it. Sam thinks it's cool. She's a bit scared of the snakes. That's my best friend. And
Plug to Sam.
Love
you. Better listen to it now.
She's like, she wouldn't be the first one to say, "Oh, let me hold it," or open the tub and show me, but she does think it's really cool. And the
I think most people come around.
Olives in the tank, yeah, she loves that.
Come round eventually after they sort of
yeah, exactly.
Get the whole one. That's
you grow with. Yeah.
Not I think the best pack. Thing when a friend asks is, "Let me hold your snake." I think that's one of the.
You like that?
Bella, your friends.
Imogen, my best mate, initially was so freaked out by it. I remember the first time she held.
I think it was one of your rough scale python.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, at Eden's old house, and she was terrified, but now she's really, really going to like them. I think she held Olive.
Paddlebot, not Alb Olive.
Yeah, I think she held her, and she was fine, but she loves it.
Mm.
My other bestie, Yazzie, she loves them, because she's Eden's sister. She's grown with them as well. But yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
I think your mum's sort of the same.
Well, then, yeah, what's your family like?
Your mum's always like.
Dad's him. Absolutely terrified.
Eden's in the good books,
thinks,
then, isn't he?
He thinks the olives are absolutely beautiful to look at, but he wouldn't go anywhere near them. Mum's a bit different, though, because obviously we had the diamonds at home, so she's. Yeah, she's okay.
That's why your dad hasn't been around. He's scared.
Sisters love him as well.
Megan, your parents?
Well, as I was going to say before...
Oh, sorry, I really interrupted you.
The reason so I'm close family friends... At least I'm on record now for
saying sorry, but...
Thank you. Close family friends with Peter Brouch is actually through my mum's partner. Mm. So she loves the snakes. Like, you know for a fact, Jake, when she comes over, she asks you questions, like...
Yeah, someone knows heaps about
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, she's so interested in
knows about the morse, genetics, she's yeah. got a frog at home.
Yeah, she's got her...
How old's that frog now inside?
It's 10, like 12 years old.
I remember it when I was really little.
Coming to the end. I ate a bit of bark the other day. I'm going to wear a pinky on from it. Thanks for reminding
that
me.
That thing's lived.
And then my youngest little sister loves seeing the little hatchies.
Mm.
She thinks they're so cute and she calls them Braylon-sized snakes.
Oh,
so,
that's cute. That's
yeah,
so cute.
She's a bit cute about it. So they like it. They think it's really cool and interesting.
We've all got young siblings, which is good because they all get involved.
Yeah.
Mm. Why not as much anymore because they're all fucking pests, but anyway. this one could be... This could be turned into a little mini debate, this one. But with our current collection, how it is now, right now, not... the stuff we've sold or anything, do you think we've got too big of a collection or too small of a collection, both personally and together? Bella can go first.
Okay. I think it's cool, but in saying that, I feel like maybe the emotional kind of side of it could be a little bit like touched on, like. I don't know, I feel like the stress is there a lot of the time, although you enjoy it, like it's your passion. Exactly, and that's what I try to tell myself, because I stress too much about other people and seeing you in stressful times, or, yeah. But I think it's good where it is.
I can't remember who personally, it was. Personally, I think it's good. When I put a lot of stuff up for sale, not everything, but a lot, I had someone go, do you reckon as snake keepers we overreach between... keeping too many projects, going to work, and then trying to spend time with the family. Do you reckon we overreach?
Yeah, oh, sometimes probably more than others, I guess. Overall, I feel like it balances itself out. I know Bella probably thinks slightly different on that one, but
I'm always
on my phone messaging someone.
I think
about
that's
snakes
one of the biggest things. Your
snakes.
Mind's always ticking, Aiden, like always ticking, because I mean you're passionate about it, you love it.
Hmm.
I mean, and you're always thinking of better ways that you could. I guess, improve your collection or other projects, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I see how stressed you get sometimes. Exactly.
There's been a few
of them. Carpets! Hey.
So you think it's too big or too small?
Or just right where it is.
So combined?
Just right. Yeah, combined.
Combined and by themselves.
I've got a lot of grunting to do, so...
I reckon, just for Eden, I reckon you definitely
too
can
small.
Go more.
Eden's too
yeah,
small.
I definitely... And then, Jake, you're at a really good...
Now that I've done a little...
You're at a good level.
One, now I've done a little couple of sales. I was telling Megan the other day, I reckon, if we ride the wave, we do one season that's huge and stresses to the balls, and the next season we relax it down and tone it down, I think that's manageable.
What really needs to be.
But I think where we're sitting at now... Because, like, after this year and all the gripes, there would have been about 70, 80 adults there. So I've toned it down now to about 40, 50 adults.
Yeah.
After the, when a couple of them grow up, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Still a good number. Yeah. It's a couple of racks. Bet you, Megan, you think that we've got too many or too little?
I reckon make it bigger.
Make it bigger.
I just reckon
that's why she supports me.
Get more abs. The reason I say that is just purely that there's certain things that you're working on, which I'd love to see you like literally just take all the way to the end and like just go full on and just do whatever you have to do to.
What, just look after little us and breed snakes all day or?
No, like, I just mean that there's, like, projects that you're trying to do with your snakes, like, and you and Eden's collection combined, that you're trying to do that. I just say, like, if the collection needs to double for you to be able to finish it and, like, do what you need to do with it,
then
do it.
Yeah, like, with the projects that we want to focus on, I guess, we've got to sort of fine-tune it over the next few seasons and really work out what we want to do and double it with that side of things, not just keep adding.
I think the only thing is, like, to just stay a bit focused in, like, the Alps, like, which you're massively focused in and stuff like that. And then really, like,
so no just scrub dive into...
No, no more scrubs. No,
even I can say no.
And, like, like just the random extras that we have, like, the warmer. Like, why do we even have that? Like, you know what I mean? Just stuff where it's, like...
She's cool.
It can't even breed with anything else. We just have it because it's cool.
It's just there.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the olives, those are the olives ones are cool. That can...
But they're a trio. Trio. They're an animal
the olives,
trio.
That's an awesome project.
Yeah.
For there'll be a point one day.
But as far as ants go...
Antaria. Yeah.
Fuck it. Go bigger.
Sweet. See, I hope from this, what we get from this podcast is that a number of... our mates that have partners that are a bit iffy about keeping snakes, and especially like Mitch Herman, like I know his missus isn't a fan of snakes.
She
but
wasn't too
everyone needs emotion. All the girlfriends and wives need to listen to this podcast and hear that both our girlfriends say get more.
They're the best.
There
well,
you go.
Helen told you
might take a little
more.
Bit.
She said that Eden can have more.
Takes a little
in
bit
saying
to warm
that
up
though,
sometimes.
I agree with Megan.
I don't get anything from Bella, so.
I actually do agree with Megan. If you're going to go more, focus on fewer projects that are going to get you, like, where you feel like you've really achieved something.
A lot of the stuff I sold over the last few weeks...
You're still selling stuff.
I've still got a couple of things, hat marbles and that. But a lot of the stuff I sold were a lot of holdbacks, head albs. I had 10, 100% head albs I was holding back. I don't need 10. I've scaled it. I don't need to grow at 10.
See,
I'm
like, I don't want to give it up, but it can't really do that much for me. Like,
water, I'm sorry.
I feel like
but
because you've helped create that, you would.
Yeah,
the attachment to it.
Plus, I want to actually go to good homes. Plus, I see.
Oh, definitely.
Plus, everything that you breed, you see in your mind is it's worth more. So.
Yeah, you've created it.
You've created it. And you obviously like your parts about it, but that's why I sold a couple of heads, a couple of. What else do I sell? Some normal stimmies and this whole tarbal project.
Tarbal.
We'll just buy a tarbal next year.
I think that's a bit of a
buy
a easier way to do it.
Yep. Cool.
All right.
So what's your favourite snakes in the collection? Don't say like the top secret ones, but like what's your favourite snakes?
What's yours, Bella?
You both have a snake here. You both have a
snake
here.
My snake is my snake, and...
Wait, the one in the snake room or the one...
Shut
sorry.
Your mouth. My favourite snake is mine, Cookie, and
okay, so
my
Cookie
blonde.
Is 100% het albino blonde that's literally almost platinum.
Yeah, and your marble.
My marble, Fruit Tingle.
Yeah, they're my
Fruit
favourite.
Tingle or the yearling one?
No, nah, Fruit Tingle.
Fruit Tingle, that Eden bred that one.
Because both of those snakes are just super calm and I trust picking them up and I just think they're really cute.
You'll go late tonight. Sweet. Bella, your favourite snake? Any snake in the collection? What do you like to look at the most?
I really like his male platinum.
Ooh.
Ooh.
To look at, not to hold, because it's a savage.
Not to hold, just to look. It is an absolute psycho, but every time I look at it, I think it's stunning.
Cool.
And it's got potential.
What's your favourite snake this week, Eden?
This week? Ooh.
This week.
This week, that's a cool question.
This week. Every week it changes.
This week.
Snake of the week.
Probably have to wear my hold back T plus stimmy female. She's shed this
so
week.
You're selling.
No, I'm not definitely selling.
It's his favourite snake, guys, but if someone pays enough money, he'll sell it.
Yeah.
Reduced pattern T plus, yearling.
It's a bit of striping, yeah.
Smashing hopper weaner mice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she shed
female
this week.
Will breed next year.
Definitely.
What do you got to say, Megan?
I want to say honourable mention of favourite snake to that hatchie that's like, what is it? Is it a blonde? It's like got that, we're literally looking at it last night or the day before.
What, the one I got out tonight?
No. It's like, almost green, and it's got that really nice thick
what,
dark
the one
pattern.
I sold? No, yeah, that's one I had at
the
time.
The blonde.
The posshead owl blonde.
Yeah, but it doesn't look blonde. It's almost like green.
No, yeah, it's
the
like
coolest
a,
colour.
It's so blonde that it's almost green. And then
yeah.
It had a black pattern, thick black pattern, but now it's developing into more like a chocolate pattern. Which
yeah,
is
cool.
It's got the nicest contrast.
Can't forget Paddle Pop.
Oh, of course, Paddle Pop.
But she's the, like, the OG.
Yeah.
Paddle Pop is the one that comes out.
She's one of my favourites. She's your, like, talent
show. She is in lockdown because the boy's getting chucked in with her and the other girl. So we have to leave them to make more bubbas.
True.
Fingers crossed.
Stress less. So what's your favourite saying this week? The T plus.
T plus to me this week.
Cool.
Next week, ask me again.
Cool. I like that. Happens. That blonde, the posse blonde that Meg said.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Snab this week. All right.
Very nice.
What are you most excited for with our reptiles? Obviously, Bella's going to be more excited about your projects. Megan's most excited about mine.
Oh.
Again, not giving away any top secret projects that we're not trying to drag people along, but we have to remind the girls. Bella, what's your most exciting project for Eden?
Wait, what's the most exciting project?
Oh. He's trying to breed this year. Reduced pattern T plus stimmies. Or the big broom. You're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to narrow it down to, I guess, one.
I guess, like, everything Eden's
broom. Everything, cool. Because I see that, like, the result when...
You like seeing baby snakes.
Yeah, well, that. But no, I like seeing how happy you get. Like, remember when the eggs, like, hatch?
Yeah, Eden and I and run through the house face, and get dances and
everything.
You two
were so drunk and just so happy. I think that...
That's when we cut... It was not when we cut the posset clutch and those abs in there and we were running around the house on FaceTime.
No, but see, I love that. Like, that's my favourite part about it. I can't really narrow it down. I don't...
We're all talking about Eden. The best part about the season with Eden... is when he gets his first clutch and his hands shake like that's the best part. And then after that, he's fine. But like the first clutch every season, he's just shaking uncontrollably.
I'm excited for all the projects just because I love that reaction. And for both of you together, I think this is going to be an awesome, I agree.
Once the male shed will
awesome time. I'm excited for the both of you and you've got the support from both of us, so.
Yay. Megan, what's your most excited project?
I'm most excited, because I only saw a couple of the clutches hatch
last season. And it was all the dodgy eggs at the end, too.
Yeah, and that mouldy egg that we waited
on. That mouldy egg that we kept the incubator on for an extra 2 months, and it just died last day anyway.
Yeah. I'm probably most excited to see, there are a lot of owls that hatched out when I was around.
That weren't any good.
Exactly.
They ended up in Iceland.
Yeah, and it was sad because they were so pretty and, you were so excited over them and then they were just weak and they died.
At least you understand now because, last season I said this alb's going to die and you go, no, it'll be fine. You try to stay optimistic and then the next morning it'll be dead and you're like...
That would be exciting for you, I guess.
I'm excited to see, how much stronger these clutches could be for this year. So, yeah, and hopefully seeing you get to keep... a lot of the alves that you hatch out because they're going to be stronger.
Well, they're all staying.
You've got to hold them all back this year.
I think I'll sell one or two to the couple of mates that messed out last year. That's it. What have you been bitten by and what's the story behind it? I know Megan's never been bitten, so this is Bella.
What can I say?
Little nips.
I've only been bitten by my diamonds. Small diamonds.
You've got to tell the story about what happened to your hair.
Oh my goodness. I forgot about that. Okay. My first diamond, this was probably 5 years ago or something. I was just chilling with it, just holding it as I did.
Not really a bite, but...
No, it wasn't really a bite, I guess. But... I was just letting him do his thing and then all of a sudden I know he's caught, tangled in my hair. And for anyone that knows me, I have very thick, curly hair.
Bella's a wringer.
Yes, I'm a wringer. I'm
curly-haired wringer.
Afro wringer.
And it got caught in my hair. The dog stinks. Shat and pissed in it.
Yuck.
But then bite, this is a bite question. I was feeding, I had a stimmy at one point and...
It was a psychopath.
Yeah, absolute psycho. That dog. I was just feeding it and then I had these do you remember the short tongs that I had that I used to feed?
Yeah.
For some reason my pinky was dangling instead of going for the mouse, went for my pinky and started swallowing my pinky.
Hectic.
Yeah. So that was that's.
Well, going on poo stories, what's your worst poo stories? Obviously, you just did your hair story, Megan. What's yours?
I'm still scarred for life from this, like full on PTSD.
This dog stinks, guys.
As much as we love Paddle Pop, I'm actually afraid to hold her now because Jake got her out for a picture. I think you're just getting her out to see if she'd grown or.
I was getting out to play
something like that. No, because you got her out for a picture for something.
Oh, sorry, for the gram.
And then she literally, I was holding her right before Jake was going to put her away. And Jake had been holding her for about 15 minutes already. And then Jake wasn't paying attention and I looked away.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, she just unloaded everything onto the floor. Like, I don't even know how it didn't end up on me, but it just started going everywhere.
What a coincidence it ended up on me.
And
I cleaned the carpet.
I freaked out. I had no idea what to do. And then Jake's like trying to tell me what to do.
Grab the tail.
Grab the tail.
Grab the tail.
Close
it
up. But I didn't want to put my hand there because she just shit all over it. And I was freaking out. And then, yeah, and then the carpet had to be cleaned. And, yeah, that wasn't a fun night for me.
No, it wasn't. Ended in tears.
Get scarred when they shit on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm literally scarred. It wasn't like just a little one either. It was.
Oh, well, look at the size
big.
Of us. She's
it
a big girl.
It was astronomical.
3 or 4 mediums under the chair. 3 or 4 medium rats, so. Whew, how good is that meat you fed him? Sorry.
Chicken fried.
Okay.
It's been a consistent fart in this room for like past 5 minutes.
Is it the dog or Eden? We don't know.
Probably both.
I vote Eden.
Okay, so let's get back on topic, guys. Losing listeners here. What role do each of you play in Under Reptiles? We're all a team, but what do you guys do to help your significant other the most?
I support. Definitely, and I help you make better decisions.
Try to.
I see Bella in there some days after you've had a hard day.
Bella likes
feed.
To watch. Yeah, watching feed like force feed
yeah.
and stuff.
I like watching it. It's teaching me things as well.
That's more
like,
supportive from a partner by just sitting there with you, hanging out with you while you feed.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like
it.
Doing it. I usually tell her that I don't want to do it. Like I obviously don't have near as many as you do. And I kind of like doing it myself just because I...
Yeah,
because
we
pick
different food item
stuff.
Sizes and stuff. I was thinking the other day about Megan and getting her to do feeds, but when, like, this season, when she helps me with babies, I'll, like, just have her do, like,
yeah.
the selling side of the collection. They'd all just get a pink and I'll do the bigger stuff. But
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I can sit there and just, like, relax you as well. Like, because sometimes
it
is stressful
if
Hachi's not feeding, like... I like being there to just as a kind of stress relief. Sometimes I create more stress, but
Megan likes being on the other side of the state when I'm stressing out
oh,
about
when
fussy
you're
hatchies.
Trying to force, if I step
yeah,
my toe,
cool.
no, if I step my toe over the threshold of the door and you are waiting for something to swallow its food, it's like a grizzly bear just came out of a freaking cave and is yelling at me to get out of the room because
yeah.
I might disturb it.
I'm better when I'm force feeding because they get it down there either way,
mm.
which makes me pretty angry mm. sometimes. But yeah, when you know when you get a snake to eat and it finally grabs it and you just stop still and like Megan tries to walk and go, ah! And then you're
like
don't move, breathe anything.
A muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't talk. Don't breathe.
Yeah.
Don't open your eyes.
Speak when spoken to.
Oh.
Ooh,
no, I'm really joking.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Eden said that, guys.
I'm not like that.
But you also help out with heaps of stuff, don't you, Megs? You do heaps
I
of cleaning.
I have a lot more free time than you do, so...
An awful lot.
Okay, don't call me out.
You got a dog now, but...
True. But I will happily go in for an hour or two. I've gotten a lot faster, actually,
but
I'll go through... And I will clean all the hatchy
tubs. You'll
put
your YouTube videos on, or your Netflix...
I either put something on to watch on YouTube or
you watch
Netflix
Dr.
or
Phil
something.
Podcast, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. It just depends what I'm feeling like.
I love some Dr. Phil, a bit off topic.
I'll always just have something running in the background, go in there, clean everything, give it fresh water. Obviously check if like it's shed or if it's having trouble shedding or something. And yeah, like I don't do anything too crazy in terms of feeds and stuff. Like I help you with feeds, but still scares me a little bit.
Mm.
But just all hatchy stuff. that's my department.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't want you touching the big stuff.
Mm.
When you fed the black mac.
And it nearly
nagged your head. That's when Riley was over, and yep. We heard you screaming from the other room, and yeah, that was funny. All right, we're going to do something a bit different. What is the best part about us keeping reptiles / snakes? The best part. Megan, what's the best part besides the money?
Megan, first the baller. Of all, I wouldn't have said that. That sounds terrible. I think
we're in it for the love of the animals.
Do you want to answer the question for me, or do you want me to answer the question?
I've got lots of answers for it.
I think the best part about it is the days where it's not so much stress, but you guys clearly are really enjoying it, or something exciting happens, or, you know, you're talking about what your pairings are going to be. Like, those exciting times when you can tell how much you both love it.
Wait till eggs start being laid, then you see a whole new...
Exactly. Like, all those good days...
That's going to be a roller coaster of emotions, whether they be good eggs, bad eggs, or eggs sucking females.
It's not going to be 100% good. Hopefully we don't have too much of that.
Nah, I got the vet on quick off, but so the passion.
Yeah, I just think seeing you guys have something that you both really enjoy and you share that with each other and you share it with us as well, that's really awesome to see, and I think that's the best part. Like, obviously you make money off of it and whatever else, but you've made a lot of good...
You've got to be in it for the passion. Otherwise...
Yeah, and you've made a lot of good connections with other people.
But we won't be corny here, we'll be honest. If we're not making money, what's the point of doing it to the point we're doing?
Yeah, to the point.
You gotta make money, and you gotta.
To the point we're doing it, but there is a lot of people out there that just.
Oh no, there's lots of people that do it.
You used to do that, just breed it for.
Yeah, so
I never thought I would get as into it as I did. But
I'm trying to be real here for our listeners.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know, we're not BSing. If Eden and I didn't make much money off it, then why do we do it? We come home after 10-hour days. We don't want to go sit in 30-degree room trying to feed hatchies for free. Like, we love doing it, yeah, but we don't breed 400 snakes for nothing, so it helps when it pays for itself, plus a little bit extra to spoil the girls and ourselves.
But a lot of the money you reinvest into it every year to grow as well.
This year's the first year I've ever taken money out of the snakes. Every year, I reinvest the money from the snakes, and I even put my own money into the snakes. This is the first year that I've taken it back out and done something for it with us.
Yeah.
And that's after 6 years of breeding and bloody...
And after 15 I said years I wanted a dog.
Yeah. What's the worst part about it? Well, last year as well, while you're on, give Belle more time to think.
Definitely the mental toll that it takes.
Alright, don't call me out on this, alright?
No,
everyone knows
just,
I'm not okay.
I already said it before, so no. I just think sometimes if you don't have a way to remind yourself, like, you know, it's just a snake not feeding, like, I'll work it out, or something like that, you can get very stressed out about it. I don't know so much Eden, but I know definitely you, Jake.
The hardest part...
It does become very stressful, especially after you've been at work and you come home to
do it. The stress part of it kicks in when you come home from work and you either had a good day or a bad day, and then you get home... So if you had a good day at work, you come home and something bad's happened with the snakes and you freak out and it ruins your night.
If
you've had a bad day at work, you come home to the snakes and everything just keeps dragging down. That's the mental side of it.
Yeah, you've had a bad day at work and you come home and one tiny thing's gone wrong and it just adds a whole new level of stress.
One snake doesn't eat that you wanted to eat when you're trying to feed it. And
that's
going to
put
your nut.
Strain on anything, I guess, so...
Well, maybe you guys need to learn how to leave your day at work at the door of the snake room.
What are you doing? Coming from you, Bella. what's the best part about us keeping snakes?
As I said before, like, I love seeing, like, as I said about Eden, I love seeing him smile, but I love seeing how you guys, like, support each other as well, and like,
you
get
your back,
so high. Let's see, you have each other's back, and I feel like in this day and age, especially, like, if you don't have a hobby, it gets really tricky on your mental state. And I love that you guys have a hobby like this. It's so hands-on. It can take your mind off things. Still drag your mind into other places. As Megan said, crap's not eating. Like, and that gets a bit negative. But, I just love seeing just the positive.
The passion.
Yeah.
You know what else you girls like, which I've taken note of? Sorry, I just pouring a drink. Expo days. We haven't done an expo yet.
I love expo.
But even the last expo,
and
the card shoot, we took snacks with us, and then we walked around. We gave the girl a bit of money to spend.
Day. That was an awesome day.
Helping us buy some reps and talking to people and getting lunch.
Well, that's another
Jojo.
Lovely Jojo.
That's another really important thing too, like that, all the friends you've made and good connections and people that you always have around, Neil.
Yeah, bloody hell.
I love that. Yeah, you made like, lots of people. And because then we end up being friends with them as well. Like there's so many people I can name right now, but
yeah. And you run into people at the expos and then have a chat and they're like, oh, check out this thing I've just got today. Like,
We'll wait till the Central Coast Expos are next year and then we're there and all your friends and family can come.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be even cooler.
Yep, 100%.
How many people you might know of that'll be there that you didn't even think would be at a Snake Expo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought of another worst thing they could name. Our alcoholism. How much we drink from snakes.
I'm not so much worried about you.
Bella's being grumpy about it.
That's alright, I'm getting evil eyes all over the room here.
We're triple-A-ing here for Eden.
That's alright. Anyone wants to
support his addiction?
You know.
No. Jim Beam.
Send us some Jim Beam.
What is it, 2 litre bottle or is it 1.2? What's the biggest bottle? What's the biggest
one? 4.5 litres if they want to be a
big keg. Alright, last episode when we did Running Under Reptiles, we got into pretty some deep stuff, so I thought why not get into it now as well with the girls here, get another side of it.
Yeah.
So what toll does the snake of it have on our relationships? I got a couple little subtopics, but money.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Bella. How do you feel when you see Eden making some money from snakes? And he spends it on snakes, or if he puts his own money into snakes? How do you feel about it?
We've been together for 5 years.
Well, I've actually got a subheading of the fact you guys have been together for 5 years and Eden keeps buying snakes instead of an engagement ring.
Mm. See, Jake picks up on it.
Well, I got it.
I knew this was coming.
No,
Eden bought a pair of Platinum Max instead of buying an engagement ring, guys, so... Look, she's going to have to wait till they breed next year.
It usually happens in the five-year mark, Eden. Oh. No,
that's alright.
The money side of things
is things up the sleeve.
Oh god.
More platinums.
I just know that, like as you said before, Jake, it is a lot about the money. Like it's got to be. Otherwise, you don't have a lot of motivation.
Helps when we make $2,500.
Oh, absolutely! It helps just everything. Our mental state as well, so we're not stressed about, like, even though you don't want to be biting into that money, like, if you need to, it is there because it's hard-earned money, so.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, diamond ring would be brilliant. Uh-oh.
She said diamond ring, not diamond python, coming so. Soon.
Not diamond python, diamond ring.
So, wasn't really any good or bad, just more of a broad answer. Megan, good or bad? What does money and the snakes have a toll in our relationship?
All right, the good, I think.
You got so many goods. Not even tall.
The good, no. The good for us is I'm a very big, whether it's you or my friends or even like my mum. I'm a very big enabler of like you want it. Fuck it, go get it. Do it. Do what you want to do. Like so I love
you.
I love supporting people and I love watch. Exactly. Bella wanted an Apple Watch and I was like, yeah, buy it. That sounds awesome. Get it.
Well like, let's just
I
go.
Just think but for us it's so good that I'm like you say to me, oh I'm thinking of doing this.
But is it good?
I think so.
Is it good?
Does it always work out?
Yeah, but like our ideas I don't stop half, I go all the way and so do you. That's sometimes very dangerous. What happened on Saturday? What happened on Saturday?
What do you mean?
What happened on Saturday?
Well, we bought a computer.
Bought a laptop because for the Under Reptiles.
To be fair, you need that.
Okay, should we mention
such a good deal.
Megan's $150 Sephora order that came out of the snakes?
Okay,
business expenses.
Don't call me out on that because you said
I'm
I could get
it's
a
good.
Lip
no,
gloss,
I'm saying it's good.
And then you added an extra $100 that I could have on the order. So,
so
of course
Megan
I'll say yes.
Helps out with the
sugar
snakes.
Daddy,
Megan, Thomas. Megan helps out with the snakes and she gets gifts
rewarded.
Like $150 makeup orders. And what did you get the other day? TV mount and Kmart shopping.
Mm-hmm. No, Bunnings.
Bunnings, sorry.
When we went to Bunnings and paid for it.
That's good though. You don't have a lot of time in your hands and Megan can help, but she still gets
Rewarded.
I like that.
Treated. I just got to work out on, instead of talking with my money, talk with my actions and still show her that I appreciate it.
Well, look, every time I ask for a frappe, I get it. So that's fine by me.
That's the number
coffee
one.
Frap.
But in terms of bad toll.
Gyms are opening soon. We've got to get rid of them.
No way.
Coronavirus. Sorry.
In terms of bad, do you mean how money has a bad toll on our relationship?
No, how much? So...
Because I think the only thing, like I said, you
and I got together with the 1 year that I brought money out. Every other year I spent $15,000 on snakes last year.
Mm.
When you see some of the money that I spend on snakes and racks, do you sit there and just shake your head or you don't really care?
No, because I think at the end of the day, like I said before, with like, I love to enable and support people's dreams. So like, for you, that's your dream. That's something that you love. And I'm going to support it. I mean, you've got the means to do it, so go and do it. It's going to make you happy. I want to see you happy.
But even if it's our money?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I remember that. Hear that? This isn't a record, guys. We're locked in. I'm going to put a ring on it, and then all our money's my money. Yeah!
But I think with the going flipping to the negative side,
yeah.
I think the only negative thing I would say about snakes is, yes, like the bit of stress that it causes, or the additional stress... But also just time. Like,
yeah, no, that's my next. That's my next.
It does take time.
Is what toll do the snakes in our relationship for time?
Yeah. Time. Time is the biggest one, I would say. But Bella and I are both pretty good at like trying to involve ourselves so that
there is
we can
a lot
still
of...
spend time together.
Yeah,
definitely.
There is a lot of time that goes into it, but like I get yelled at a couple of nights a week minimum.
I drop being
on my phone too much, like looking up shit. Like
that's my next topic. You're ruining all my topics. Time.
Blending it in.
yeah,
all that sort of stuff comes into.
Well, I got yelled at and put back on my pedestal when, as a boyfriend, because Megan was cooking dinner and cleaning dinner every night, because I was going to do snakes. Then I'd be too lazy and tired to help her clean or cook.
So you were the master chef tonight when I walked in from work.
I cooked and cleaned.
That's very spag bowl's good.
And it was really
spag
tasty.
Nothing
everyone,
beats.
It was really good. Jake's spag bowl tonight. It was really good.
Start
we'll link the recipe.
That. Yeah, I'll cook for everyone.
Garlic bread! Maybe not so much, but
the grill right. was uneven. Exactly.
Yeah, that's why you use the oven.
I couldn't. Bella had her nuggets in there. Calling her out.
all right. Mac and cheese balls.
The dog's off again on his mac and cheese balls. But Bella, what about you and the relationship of time? Obviously, like, it's good. I think I look at time and the positives of, like I said, expos before. That's 2 hours of a drive in the car that we all get to spend together enjoying our time.
Yeah.
Unless you guys are arguing or we're arguing. But
no, I do want to say one thing with... time though, on a positive note, the time we spend, you and I, in the car, driving to Sydney or Newcastle Airport or wherever we're going to do a snake deal, like, I love driving in the car and just talking
putting
and listening,
on your nigger beats
listening to music and
what was that?
And getting a frappe on the way or some nuggets or something.
The 24 pack of nuggets,
yeah,
10
exactly.
bucks.
So I think that is really fun to me when we go and do snake deals and stuff, and I just get to go, even though I don't get out of the car or talk or whatever, I still go
snake
with
deals.
You.
Snake
and
deals.
You're still a part of it.
Yeah.
Well, you also go drop snakes off for me someplace as well and pick stuff up for me.
Exactly.
So, I almost like my PA.
I'm going to invoice you.
You almost like my PA.
You should be charging a set rate.
Be.
Well, the $150 for 4 order for an hour of cleaning snakes?
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
She's the most wealthy paid reptile keeper on the planet.
Well paid.
$150 an hour.
Head keeper.
Jesus Christ. Head keeper.
Head hatchie keeper?
Hmm.
I think you can give her that.
You even commented it on one of the Instagram pics.
Head poop cleaner.
Head water refiller.
I'm joking. Alright, social media. What toll does it have on the relationship?
Just the constant messaging. I know that it's usually very beneficial at the end because you're...
Not always, but you get a lot of stuff.
He's very negative about it lately because of trolls and time.
No, but you can even admit the amount of people that you just waste time.
Yeah, oh no, but you also got to remember a lot of those people... Also, first-time owners like we were once upon a time, and they asked us questions. How many messages have we messaged Peter Birch that he hasn't replied to because we're wasting his time But now that we actually kind of learnt that respect for him,
yeah,
it's fine. How about we just quickly pause, we'll get a drink refill and let the room air out after the dog. It's pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
All right. Plus, we're getting to an hour now. I think it's about 40 minutes in. Yeah, 45 minutes. We'll pause it here. All right, we're back. Sorry, guys. Had to fumigate the room. Plus, the girls had to... I don't know what they had to do, but... It was a good excuse for Eden and I to get another drink. So, the dog's awake now. That's why we can hear little jingle bells. So, we're on what toll do the snakes have on our relationship. The social media aspect. So, Bella answered briefly. Megan, do you get a bit fed up with all my phone dinging and two phones and everything?
I get fed up.
Can you pat your dog, please? Thank you. Now answer. Thank you.
He's okay, computer. For starters, whoa.
Whoa.
No, for seconds.
For seconds.
I'm not really bothered by it all. Like, it's really not that big of an annoyance, I guess, unless you and I are just trying to... Like, I purposely put my phone away so that you and I can just spend time together.
That really happens, though.
Well, maybe I'm always on my phone so much because you are too, so it's just...
Well, you've just been upgraded to Unreptile's Instagram stories.
Instagram access, yeah.
She reckons she's good at stories. I said she's got a week to trial on stories and see if she can make them fancy and upgrade our followers.
You didn't say that.
Well, you do now.
So you only just told me that now, so yeah. My week starts now?
Yep.
Yeah, did right you now. Post the album one the other day?
Was it me?
I haven't seen anything yet. No, I'll be waiting.
Waiting.
You'll know when I post them because they'll look good.
The reason we did this is she put a story up and did like a weird line through it. I'm like, what's the point of the line? It looked good, but I'm like, still, what's the point?
Because it's beautiful. It's aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing. That's what I was before COVID. Anyway.
So with so much like, sometimes it is a little bit annoying when you have to go out the room and make phone calls to people about snakes or whatever. But the messaging and the posting and when you do your Facebook posts and stuff, I don't mind it because it's just what you have to do to keep up with all your followers and keep getting all your stuff out there for people to see, especially when it's like sale posts.
Mm.
So I don't mind it at all. I guess just when, like I said, it gets in the way of like, we're That's trying fun. To have a nice moment, but you're on your phone. Mm.
Interesting.
Which isn't that often.
Hmm.
I'll give you that.
Next question. Rodents. We started breeding our own rodents. Eden and I don't have the best hygiene when it comes to rodents. What toll did the rodents have on our relationship, guys? Diesel, shush,
didn't
please.
Didn't have any toll on our either. Relationship. But.
To date, I don't really like... Jake's done sort of a lot more than I have with him, really, in terms of, like, if we're both here, we'll clean him out together sort of thing, but,
Well, yeah, I've been cleaning him a bit more than you, but, I mean, that's because I have more time than you, but
you
I
keep
you...
more days off work sort of thing, so... But, yeah, it's not... With the amount that we keep, it's not really too hard to keep on top of it.
That's not really that much into our
half
time.
Half an hour, 40 minutes every... 3 or 4 days.
What about the frosting rodents? Do you and Bella ever have a bit of beef over where you frost them? The girls are pretty cruisy. I remember when I was living at Mum's, she used to always yell at me if I didn't do it in the laundry.
I like chasing Bella around the house with
mice. Yeah, he slapped me on the back with the mouse the other night.
Yeah.
Because I chucked a banana at him. Anyone knows Eden.
I always look at Megan when I got a mouse and pretend to eat it or something. Yeah. That's about it, but...
Or
you just carry it with your hands, and that alone is gross.
That's gross. If you have tongs, that's fine. Not an issue.
I just hate when they're like sopping wet and they're all squishy.
I remind Eden about 23 times before he touches food.
Well, there we go. That's the toll it has on your relationship.
Wash your hands. Because I'm just a germaphobe. So.
Really?
Yeah, but that's standard for you with everything.
Everyone knows that. So.
Not the fans.
Not the fans, but now
Not
you
the
do.
Fans.
So send us hand sanitizer.
Hand sand, bit of bleach.
Please.
Dental wipes.
F10.
F10.
At least 90% alcohol.
The housing, all the racks, having a whole room in the house dedicated to snakes, the garage being dedicated to snakes and rodents. any issues, any serious conversations that you've had with Eden? You've just almost lost half your spare bedroom, Bella, to some monitors. So Megan's lost half her living room.
Exactly. Look, I don't have an issue with it.
Compromising.
And you boys do a really good job of keeping it clean, keeping it tidy. And
doesn't smell that often, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
No.
Every now and then, if you walk into the sauna room, like it can be a bit pongy.
After being locked up all day, it's just, yeah, it's just a smell of heat.
But no, I'm personally fine with it because I know you two do a good job with looking after it. And I know it's just what you love anyway. So I'll try to support that as much as I can. Not the rodents, on the other hand, they stink. Not a big fan. But at the end of the day...
I love the smell of them.
At the end of the day, though, it takes the stress off you too because you don't have to pay as much because you've got them at home.
So. I enjoy breeding because then we get to know where we're not breeding everything, but I enjoy the process.
Yeah.
From the point of getting a litter of pinky mice and then all the way to breeding the snakes, the whole life cycle of it, I like it.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's cool.
Megan, you've lost half your living room to snakes.
Honestly, my only qualm is probably, the big Vision Max in the living room and the big shiny...
They're the best.
The big shiny incubator in the corner.
That's a bit of an eyesore.
It is a bit of an eyesore, but, I mean, where else would they go? It's one of those things where when you said, can I get more? And can I put them all here and here and you'll have even less lounge room. It's just kind of like, I mean, there's not really any other choice, so I might as well just be supportive.
Yeah. Wait, we're just moving the dog.
He's trying to get into my bourbon.
To... I told you we should
have been. He literally was trying to sip my bourbon.
He might go to sleep now.
Hopefully. Come on, go to mum. Alright, cool. Good boy. Wasn't as deep as I thought it would be.
So, I think...
No. This happens when we're all honest.
I don't mind the smell, because like I said, I go in and clean it anyway, so... Usually once I've been in there, it smells better.
Mm.
Anyway, the rodents smell a little bit, but I can't say anything because I've got a bunny rabbit in there with them anyway. So.
Exactly.
It just is what it is.
Stop. Dog. Alright, cool. So, girls. Hopefully there'll be a number of girlfriends or wives listening to this episode. If you could give them any advice regarding... their partner wanting to keep snakes, lizards, rodents, or get more. What do you say to them? I know what Megan's answer.
Definitely, just take the chance and just see how it goes. Because if your partners are anything like our partners, they're so onto
absolute
it. It makes
legends.
Them happy. Yeah. Oh, God. They're clean, they're tidy, because that's the thing that we want the most, as long as the house isn't smelly or messy and things like that. But, and if it makes your partner happy, that should be the biggest thing, I personally believe.
Oh, that's really good. So buy them the damn snake. Megan?
Why
bloody do it.
Why do you say you already know what my answer's going to be?
Because your answer will be, let them do whatever they want. Enable them.
Buy that $20,000.
Buy a $10,000 white lip pair. I don't care. Do it. No.
See, I'm selling $5,000 actually. That's
really?
$5,000. Don't tell Megan. She wants some.
They're pretty cool.
No, I think.
Pilbara olives for $10,000.
Or if Jake would let me talk.
Emerald tree.
This is Megan's time to shine.
$30,000. Yeah, continue. Sorry.
I think if your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or husband or wife.
Exactly. Or whatever it is.
Eat. 2020, guys.
Would like to get into it or already is into it. I just think with anything, it's like any other hobby. If someone's a dancer or they do, you know, soccer or they play footy, like you would be supportive of that. So just take that into account that it's something that your partner's passionate about and they've let themselves be vulnerable enough to share it with you. And I think you should really respect that.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Just really try and support it as much as possible because you would want them to do that in return for you.
Mm.
So I definitely think just support it, you know, be that voice of reason if you have to be, or be like me and be the enabler and the one that tells everyone to spend all their money.
Yeah, good. All right, next question. We only got two more. But this actually works in with one of the questions we got on Instagram. So the question I had for you girls is, without giving away any secrets, where do you see Honour Reptiles in 10 years' time? Eden and I have our thoughts. The question on Instagram was, It's from Sully the Reptile Guy 13. What will the future of Honour Reptiles look like if all goes to plan? So we'll get the girls' answer then, Eden and I.
Yep.
This is completely spitballing it. Nothing's in concrete. So, Megan, you and I talk a bit about this stuff. So.
We talk so much about this.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't talk about Eden to Eden Bella about it.
Well,
10 years' time, obviously, we won't be in the same house anymore. I'd be a bit worried if we were.
Yeah, exactly.
We should see Bella's
face.
I'll
first kind of say, like, in 5 years' time, I have a pretty good idea of what it would look like for us. And I think Eden says himself he's got a lot of room to grow. Like, he's got a lot of things that he would like to do. And, you know, he is in that kind of still growing and expanding. Mm. But I think you still have a lot of stuff that you want to do and accomplish. And we've talked a lot about when we do have a house, like, what the setup is going to be and how big it's going to be. And, like, I'm fully on board with that. So I just think the only real way 10 years from now is, like, onwards and upwards, like, it's gonna be bigger, and
10 years
hopefully
time, I don't want to think about
hopefully you guys will have some really cool projects that you've been able to get out there to other people, and you've got your name out there even more than now, because for what you guys have made already in only a few years, even though I know you've been keeping snakes for a very long time both individually, I think it's a massive accomplishment, so I think you should keep going, and it can just get bigger and better, and it will be awesome in 10 years' time.
I hope in 10 years' time we can work out what's going on with the marbles down to a T.
More platinum.
We still won't know in 10 years' time.
Bella, what's your idea? We'll go you, then Eden, then me.
Well, Eden and I have spoken a lot about, like, our, I guess, life and where reptiles are going to work in and everything. And I reckon it's just, as Megan said, just going to get bigger and better, like, from where you both are right now. I know Eden and I personally want to go back to doing power station work to save up a lot of cash and then be able to put a deposit on a house, but then make sure we have that extra room for that growth.
Mm.
So I just know that having that extra room is going to enable so much.
Mm.
And you guys have already put together some cool projects and are putting together some cool projects. So I can't imagine, I mean, I can't even just, oh, there's going to be awesome projects coming in the future. I reckon between you both and your wild minds, there's going to be some pretty wild things that will come out. So
should be good, won't it?
I'm very excited.
All right, Eden,
it's going to be a very
plan?
Successful business.
What's your plan, Eden?
My plan will be to, I guess, expand a little bit with projects that are going to obviously have that. Like to start working with the albs and the granites a bit more. I'm sort of started slowly getting into it a little bit. But yeah, over the next 10 years, I'd like to sort of have a little bit of all the varieties of the morphs,
mm.
all the exciting stuff in ants, and then
mm.
get into more of the double recessive stuff.
Mm.
Maybe triple eventually.
That's where it'll be. The double stuff and the triple,
I think, so.
And
the
quad
the really
and everything.
Cool shit's going to start popping up.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
10 years' time on reptiles. I think Eden and I will be on par with our collection size, honestly. I think that once Vision Racks, for example, good plug to them. Once you have one of them, they don't ever break, really, unless you muck around with them, so Megan and I have spoken about snake rooms, probably only having 4 or 5 V70s and then a couple of B35s for adults, but obviously every year you got to be holding back stuff. I'd like to see Eden work with a lot of the T-plus stimmy stuff and the marbles, whereas I do a lot more of the Albino Max.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we both have similar size collections, we both keep everything, but you work more in numbers of marbles, T-pluses, platinums, and then I work more in numbers of the albinos, the granites, and...
Yeah, that's right.
But I still have everything else you breed.
Yeah, we want to have everything, but sort of have our main focus points, I guess.
Mm. So,
I don't know what it'll look like, especially with the morphs. Like I can't even it's imagine in 10 years' like, time what'll be around. You look at
10 years back from now, one would have thought that we would have had what we had right now.
Mm.
So I was thinking about that today at work. Like 10 years from now, it's going to be completely different. There's probably morphs that we can't even imagine that will be coming out.
Megan, control your dog.
That's Diesel putting his input.
Put it underneath the lounge.
Diesel has plans for
Diesel's plan is to be scared of every snake we get out. Anyway. Alright, if you could keep any reptile in the world, girls, what would it be?
Chameleon,
Megan.
I thought you might ask this, so I've been trying to think of it, but now I don't remember.
You're kidding.
No, I'm
any
not.
Reptile in the world.
Calm down.
What do you
any
want?
Any reptile in the whole world.
Anything.
Think about it for 30 seconds. What would be yours, Jay?
Something big.
Moto dragon in the lounge room?
No way!
A Rego. A big fat Rego. A Retic, sorry.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
fat
cool.
Fat ass Retic.
If we had a Komodo dragon, we'd eat Diesel.
Probably.
I'd like a red tail boa.
They're cool. Megan, come on, spit it out. It's meant to be quick.
Probably.
Corn snake.
No. Something
like
cool
a garter
snake.
I've wanted a chameleon ever since I was a little kid.
Common marshy.
Probably like a blue iguana or something crazy
yeah,
like
cool.
that.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright, we've got a couple questions still to go from people. The girls, you can answer or not. Jack_natural_nature_shots. Yep. How many morphs are there in Antaresia?
Oh shit, you have to get the list out.
I don't need to get any list out, we can just work it out.
We'll start rattling them off.
We'll start going morphs. Max, sorry.
Max.
Albinos?
Albinos, platinum,
Platinums.
Granite.
Blonde.
Blonde.
Striped.
Striped, yeah.
That all of them?
There's...
Hmm? Not yet, you can't say that yet. But then the future holds, Xanthic and Hypo and stuff like that, but... Yeah, I
don't
know. I think that's about it for them.
Yeah, that's in the whole
there's probably
anyway.
Stuff like Hypo, Xanthic,
yeah,
and Calico and stuff. Lucy Sticks. Alright, so how many was that? Five? In the max?
Five or six, yeah.
And then Children's?
Children's, you got
Patless,
the... Patless.
T-plus.
Marble.
Ghost. Elko Island's more of a locality.
Yellow.
Yes.
That's not really a big one.
What else is there? Black-eyed stuff, which isn't anything proven.
Yeah.
Lucy again, suspect animals
there has
of
been
pods.
Lots of pods found in the wild.
Nothing's proven out, but.
Stimmies,
you got three T plus lines.
Yep.
You've got Calico. And you've got.
Plus, there's some people out there with a bit of.
Pod.
A few different things. Yeah, pods.
Reduce pattern.
Hopefully, they return to the hobby.
There's about probably 12, 15. Is there any drinks over there that your dog can eat?
No.
Alright. Mickey, don't the base. I don't know. What's your most memorable snake bite story? The girls answered theirs. So, Eden, what's yours? Besides the marble last week.
No, that was alright. Probably when I was sort of first getting into snakes, probably... In the first five snakes I got or so, I got a children's python that was super, super friendly, and I thought, got a little bit cocky, and I thought, I wonder if I can scratch her head a little bit like a dog, see if she handles it. Next minute, I copped a mean bite to the webbing in between my thumb.
Oh, that hurts.
And she did not want to let go for ages, and she just kept chewing down. Mm. I know it's only a children's python, but Jesus Christ, that...
Talking about children's python and bites.
I was there for that bite, wasn't I?
I think so, yeah. You were. Yeah.
My mate, Josh Hatton, he got bit by a shoulder or a Mac on the nose and cried. A lot of people know my most memorable story was when I got bit by the 8-foot diamond on my face on Christmas Eve when I was 8 years old. Control your dog, Megan. When I was 8 years old, 8-foot diamond male on my face, high yellow. So that was really fun on Christmas Eve. Had a nice big black lip and black eye.
How good's that?
That's probably my favourite one. And then the last question from the same person. Do you handle your snakes for your own enjoyment often? And do you have a favourite to handle?
Me, personally, not too much. Like some snakes I will if I'm going through a bit of a stage of frothing over them. But It's usually only when I'm doing cleans, really.
Mm. When I clean everything, the favourites I'll get out, take a photo.
Photos and cleans, and that's clean. About it, yeah.
Part of Pop, when we get pretty hammered in Frenzo, we always get her out a bit, and some of the big olives, and we usually get the snakes out probably at least, every snake out at least once a week, probably, yeah. I'd say, even like little hatchies that we don't really...
Yeah.
On our favourites. We still get them out once a week to clean and look at them and make sure that they've shed properly and they're growing well. But not very often. We don't do it for their enjoyment. I'll take some of the big snakes on the grass a bit too.
Yeah.
But
try empty them out a bit.
That's about it. Good little episode. No, oh. Bring it back in. What do you got for sale? Anything?
I'll say no.
You'll say no. So he actually does have that holdback T plus. But if someone wants it, you need the money up front. Eden's had a lot of time wasted and he's a bit scarred, so if anyone wants anything off him next year, please don't muck him around. As far as what I've got, I think I've got one yearling het marble female from the white line.
Yeah.
And then I've also got a couple of hatchy unsex. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of girls and maybe more males there, but they were popped as hatchies and I can't even remember what they were, so
yeah, okay.
They make good first snakes. And I think I even got one head out there, hatchy.
Female or?
Female, Hachi.
Yep.
Smashing Food had a fuzzy mouse tonight. So
yeah, okay, cool.
Let us know. But if anyone has any suggestions of more podcast topics, let us know. Sorry for the dog, annoying dog in the background right now with the little jingle bells.
Let's try getting back into the swing of it again. Hopefully, doing one at least every. I don't know, what do you reckon?
Oh, every week. At least.
Every week, yeah.
At least cool. Weekly again.
That's what
we smashed them out a bit there. We did like 2 in 1 week, so we're definitely ahead. We haven't been this episode 10. We haven't been doing it for 10 weeks, have we?
No.
Probably 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If any of you lovely girls have any questions for our girls, please message the page and we'll pass them on. Or any advice. But thanks for listening, guys.
Bloody beautiful.
Have a good one.